During Governor Scott's first State of the State address, the new governor called on some of the steepest cuts in K-12 education in state history. That was near the height of the Great Recession. Well, since then, the economy has rebounded somewhat, state tax revenues improved, and now Scott claims the state is getting record education funding under his watch. WSF's Steve Newborn runs that claim by Amy Hollyfield of PolitiFact, Florida.
Besides his mantra of jobs, 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 and tax cuts, of course, Governor Rick Scott has tried to make one of his legacies increased funding for schools, at least in his second term, that is. So during a news conference last week, the governor was asked about schools and said, "We have the highest funding in the K-12 system in the history of the state." Talk about that boast. We're talking with PolitiFact Florida's Amy Hollyfield. Hi, Amy.
Hi there.
So, the PolitiFact crew has taken a dive into that claim. Is it true, false, or maybe somewhere in between?
We rated this claim mostly false, and it's actually a talking point the governor has made a ton of times before. It was a big issue between him and Charlie Crist in the 2014 election. You know, Charlie Crist sort of holds the record for education funding in Florida. Going back to the 2007-2008 school year, that's when, you know, the overall number was highest. It was $18.7 billion, and then the per pupil spending was actually the highest. It was $7,126.
So you're saying his claim could be true in the sense the total level of spending is way up there, higher than it's ever been. But since we have more kids in the school system, not so true, right?
Well, yeah, there's a couple of factors here. One is, yeah, the school system has gotten tremendously larger in that time. There's 100,000 more students today than when Governor Scott took office, and 140,000 more than when Crist oversaw the highest per pupil spending in the state's history. And if you bring inflation into it, the numbers that Scott has for this year, which let me back up and tell you what those are. We calculated that the funding for K-12 in 2015-2016 is actually $19.7 billion, or about $7,105 per student. But when you put that against inflation, it's still a less than what we had for students in 2007-2008.
You know, I mean, the first question that comes into my mind when I hear this is that Governor Scott is always pushing his tax cuts. So how can he say that education funding is at an all-time high when he's always cutting taxes? I mean, most public education dollars come from local property taxes, right?
Actually, it's a pretty complicated formula for school funding in Florida. Some of it is from local taxes. Some of it's from the state. And so it's not all one pot of money is the way I would try to explain it.
All right. So a lot of this money does come from the local levels, though, and he really has no control over that?
Absolutely. But the legislature sets the budget. The legislature sets the funding. And that's part of what tripped Scott up here. You know, he came into office off this reelection bid with this goal of sort of eclipsing the previous high mark from Florida. But the legislature has fought so hard this year, and they've not really gotten their budget together really well. It took them until the end of June to get it. And once everything shook out, they couldn't get the numbers that Scott wanted.
All right, Amy Hollyfield of PolitiFact, Florida. Like the bumper sticker says, if you think education is expensive, try ignorance, right?
That is one thing they say.
Is violent crime lower in states with open carry laws? That's where licensed gun owners are allowed to carry their guns openly. A Florida lawmaker says yes, which is why he's proposing the same for Florida. Check out that claim and others with PolitiFact Florida at WSFnews.org.